Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. Today we've got the 12th and last of the Festivus games revisited. And it's a fun one, it's got to be said. Although you might be thinking, well, neither side, literally neither side moves any pieces during this game, other than black moving their queen, which you're not supposed to do early on, and black does it on move three of this game. So this seems to have nothing to do with development, which is what has turned into our theme for the last 12 days. But in fact, I think it has, because white's third move, b3, is just weird. If white plays knight f3 or bishop c4, which are the very common moves in this position, then white doesn't lose in seven moves, or at least not the same way. Because you stop the check, you develop a piece. In case of knight f3 or if bishop c4, black can still check, but white has king f1, which seems to be quite decent for white, if not objectively great, because although the white king is misplaced, black's later going to lose some time with the queen. So, yeah, I think this is absolutely about the importance of development. And you may have noticed as well that white gets done in here, or you may notice this when future me, or sorry, last year's me takes us through the game. You may notice that white gets done in because of b3, which is another fianchetto, and that's very often been the case of these last 12 days, that someone playing a fianchetto comes to grief. And that's because it's a pawn move that has no real benefit other than to allow the development of a piece, which is great. It's not a bad thing to do. It does increase the risk to us of bad things befalling us quickly because we're not actually following basic classic opening principles. And this is why the very first chess players who got good at the game didn't play fianchetto openings. They put a pawn in the center, they brought the knights towards the center, they developed their bishops, they castled, they found a square for the queen, and they connected their rooks. And they did all of that while trying to stop the other side doing the same things, or at least slowing them down. And that might be a lesson for us in terms of when we're starting out in chess. But anyway, enjoy today's game. Last year's me will tell you that there's going to be a podcast episode every day of the month to start us off in January. Well, this year's me can tell you that's not going to happen, but we will be back next week with regular programming. So have fun with it, Blindfold Easters. And until next time, after you've listened to the episode, happy chessing. Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. This is the last of our 12 games of the Midwinter Festivus, and it has a really special finish. It's an unnamed amateur against Geertz, played in Strasbourg, 1880.
A remarkable underpromotion. Black pushes a pawn to the end of the board, asks for a knight instead of a queen, and then cries, "Checkmate!" All this in just seven moves.
Here we go. 1, e4. e5. To f4. E takes f4. Three, b3. Queen h4 check. Four, g3. F takes g3. Five, h3. G2 discovered check. Six, King E2. Queen takes E4 check. Seven, King F2. And Black makes next move. Thanks for joining me for these 12 games, Blindfold Easters. We'll be back tomorrow with a new set of exercises to see us through January, doing a little bit of visualising every day. Until then, Blindfold Easters, happy chessing!